Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie. Oh my god, I've missed you guys so much and I'm sorry for not dropping updates regularly. I've been having some school issues, blah blah blah. That's my own personal problem. But anyways, I'm back now and I'm back to stay. I'm not going anywhere. So like I always do now, I have a special guest that I'm always bringing on. And this one, she's a talkative, at the same time, very fun person. And we're going to talk about something very, very interesting. Trust me, you guys will enjoy this episode. I'm so excited for this episode. So, I have Jemima with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell them how you're doing. Tell them your name. Your name, basically.
Okay, hello, I'm Jemima. I'm a friend of Stephanie. I like eating. I like talking.
You could tell that your profile. You could tell that your profile. So, we're going to be talking about growing at your own pace. Personally, this clicks with me on a very high level. So, I'm going to be saying my experience and I'm going to be asking her some questions and she's going to be telling me if she has any experience with this. Definitely, she has experience with this because it is something that every youth can go with. Every youth can...
Exactly.
Do you get? Every youth can...
Can relate to.
Exactly. Every youth can relate to it, basically. So, growing up at your own pace, it's like... How will I explain it? Femile. Jackie. Let me not speak Yoruba. I know Yoruba not going. Leave me alone. Let me grow up. I don't want to be rushed. Basically, this topic, it goes with peer pressure a lot. Most times.
Yeah.
Do you get? It's like your peers around you, they are the ones rushing you to grow
and
up.
And it's mostly from media. That's just...
Peer pressure, media is another... Social media, social media is a god of doing
it. Relate.
Good. You
can,
you can relate. Social media is a god of, oh my god. Like Instagram, Twitter, God. But don't worry, we're going to see through it. It's just teenage. Don't worry, very soon I'm going to grow up and please. You will see.
You're going to pepper them.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's on period.
Thank you.
I'm going to pepper them. Anyway, so back to business. Growing up at your own pace, what do you think about it?
I think about it in the sense that, you have to like be yourself, like, you have to make decisions yourself. You don't have to like follow the crowd. Exactly. Like move at your own, how would I even put it there?
Move at your own direction.
Yes, move your own direction, your own stage.
Mm-hmm.
The same way I am can't be the same way you are. Like all of us are built differently.
Well, you know something, like I have a friend. She's a very, like, it depends on the people she's with. If she's with me, or let me not use me. If she's with a particular set of people that, they read their books, they go to classes, and they have fun. Once or twice, but they shall have fun. She goes and they go to church. She goes in that line. But if she's with some set of people that party, she will she will forget all those, and she will be partying. Do you get? It depends on the kind of people she's with. Like she doesn't know what she wants. She doesn't even know what she is until she grows. Until she goes with set of people and me. I've not talked to her personally. I don't know how to do it. I've not talked to her personally, but I feel like people need to. You need to find yourself.
Exactly.
You need to find yourself. You need to find your passion. You need to find what you know you like. You need to find what you know you do. Because now let me use me now. I told you I relate to this thing on a personal level. Let me use me now. Like I, on my own, I'm. Apart from my age, I'm a very not really mature, but I'm a mature person. So if I'm like, I hang out with people that are way older than me, so they always expect me to like go in that line, do things that are above me, like things that my mind itself cannot carry it, like my emotional levels cannot carry it yet. But because I'm with this set of people, they don't allow me to grow. They just want me to, oh, since you think you are mature, oh yeah, this is this.
Oh yeah, follow up.
Oh yeah, follow up. That kind of thing. Do you get? Yes. So I feel each person needs to find themselves. You need to find your passion. You need to find what you know. You don't follow the crowd. Following the crowd is a very bad thing.
Very.
It's a good thing, though, but it's a very on a
not
higher
even
level.
The right crowd.
The right. That's what I'm saying. It's a good thing if you follow the right crowd. It's a good thing, but most times you will not see the right crowd. Once it's a crowd, you will see more negative things than positive things in that crowd.
Directionless movement.
You will see more negative things than positive things in that crowd, and it's that's why you when you say gang of students hanging out, just you hardly see normal, intelligent students just like
being in that group,
hey, walking around campus, that kind of thing. You will hardly see. Do you get most of? I don't. Some do it, but it's on a rare case.
Mm.
Most times, you see all these ones that walk about, walk at you, one really long. Because your mind is bad, my mouth. So okay. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So social media is another, that's one with peer influence. Now social media. Ah, my phone. There was a time like, that I said okay. I was going to go off social media for like a day.
Mm.
But the next day I carried my phone. No, I had to do it because of I was mentally drained. I was going through, and it was social media that was adding to it. Like, if I see, most times, do you know that at that point, something, if you are depressed and you go on social media, do you know that it's depression you'll be seeing up
like
and down?
Like, it's keeping up.
That's what you'll be seeing up and down in everybody's status. So, that's what you'll be seeing, sad quotes. And you will just relate with it. Do you get? And yeah. it will make you like, as you are relating with it, it's harming you, it's hurting you. Social media, it's a good place.
Yes.
It's a good place. That's one thing. It's a good place if you know what you are doing. Most times, people don't know what they are doing. Students don't know what they are doing. Adults, even adults self, they don't know what they are doing. But, I don't know. I just feel like it's a rush. Like, social media is a rush. It's making us rush. It's making youth rush. It's not making us get this money,
that kind of thing.
Money. You must get the money. Whether you like it or not, you must get the money. And I don't know. I just hope or I feel like people should like calm down. They should farabale. Small. So yeah, as I was saying, it's like a rush, and I don't know, what do you think?
Okay, let me tell you my experience. After secondary school now, so I spent most of my time on the phone because I was bored, my brothers were not at home, my mom was not at home, my dad was not at home. So I had like unlimited access to the internet, and I'm always on Instagram. Like, I'll watch the feed to like, okay, like you're caught up with your feed. So then, like, you know, looking at the screen, seeing different types of things, and then the fashion just be attractive,
like
the looks,
like,
and then you be like, God, I'm just craving so many things, like the skincare, the dresses,
money,
the styles, the poses. Oh God. Then my thoughts were not diverting, like I didn't even know what I want again. Like at first when I was at home, I was just like, oh God, I need to start like thinking about my uni life, like starting to read and all those stuff. But then, like the thing, like how did I even put? Just eating in me, the social media, so just eating in me. And I came to Benin, then I went to my auntie's side. Like I was just so sad. Like I was just overwhelmed that how would I be thinking of such things? Like when I went there, like people were hungry. Like I was thinking about things that were not even making sense. Like, am I stupid? Like, it was just so disturbing.
If you are
like,
stupid.
so I was just following the crowd. I must have this one. I didn't disturb my mom. Oh, my mom's not boots now. Mom, I don't know what I do. She'd be like, Jemma, calm down, calm down. I'd be like, your mom bought this one for me. I mean, I was not even grateful for the things I had.
Right.
Because I was not even going on my own pace. I wanted to, like, and funny enough, those girls are like 20 something years old.
That's 23 years funny enough. Old. You're not their age, like, mates. That's what I'm saying. You're not their age, mates. There's things you are not even yet. You still get them.
Exactly. Like, but,
follow you.
And then I'll just be like, what am I craving? I'm like, Gemma, do you know how old you are? I'll be like, mommy, see my meat on Instagram. She'll be like, calm down, like, chill out.
The funny thing, these girls on Instagram, they look young, but if you know their age.
My God. Fuck it. I'll be like,
if you know their age.
So see this girl. I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm like, fight the crowd. All this kind of things. I was like, no. And I came. Funny enough, those ones you see on Instagram now, they'll be craving. Now I want to go to uni. But like, I have this contract. I have that one.
You don't have uni. You don't have contract. They're crazy.
They're crazy. And they know what I'm saying.
I crave. Everybody needs to find themselves, honestly. You need to know what you are. You need to know who you are. Whoever you are out there, you need to know your passion. You know, you see, there are some people now, they've not entered uni. So they are basically, and they have phones. So most of them, social media and everything. That social media, you could use it before you enter uni. You could use it to make money.
Exactly.
Like cash. You could use it to make money before you enter school. I have a friend, a YouTube channel. A friend's YouTube channel that I normally watch. She was like, she hasn't entered. But she started a YouTube channel. And do you know what this girl was talking about? Like, she was talking about ways to make money as you're staying at home. If you know how much this girl they make. Me say, made in uni, I never make that money.
Like,
if you know how much she makes and she has not entered school, do you get? She has not entered school. Imagine if she didn't enter school with that money and with that mind, the creative mind she has. You have to, especially girls, I don't know, guys too, guys also, I get that thing. But girls,
they'll give you this kind of mindset that you must have a boyfriend.
You must have the old package now.
The Coca-Cola bottle.
Thank you. All those things. And you are who you are, baby girl. You are who you are. You are fine. You are beautiful. You are a speck. You are a baby girl. Like, you don't need to follow the crowd. People are. And funny thing, people are mischievous. They use social media to, like,
captivate.
Like, to make you feel you are less. Feel less of yourself. No, that is not it. You are God's standard. Do you know what God's standard is?
And to me, really, I think that if you want to find, like, discover who you are, just, like, get a book. Like, what you do each day, like, you enjoy doing each day. Like, just writing down, okay, today I did so and so, next day, okay, like, for me now, okay, I found out, I like writing at times.
I guess this podcast, I started it during the holiday, that lockdown. I'm like, I was not doing anything. I was just at home. But now, people listen to me through people that I don't even know from anywhere. People, different. I remember when my friend posted one of my links and her friend at school, she posted it in her school group page. I think UNN or so. And they're like, who is this girl? Who is this girl? I was feeling myself.
Oshé.
I was feeling myself. See, everybody has one special thing in them that they just have to bring it out. Everybody has a special thing. But if you are following, if you don't grow up at your own pace, if you don't follow the right group, if you don't follow yourself, you will get it wrong. Today said that you can even lock up this ability you have forever, and you never ever get it again. You just lock it up. You don't know, but you've already locked it up, and that will be the end. So, my people, I've come to the end of this podcast. You have something to say, okay? Sorry.
Okay. Let me give you guys this experience. You know, I was telling you now, that time I was staying at home, I was craving, like, fashion, kind of thing now. And I knew I liked writing. So now during the COVID break now, everything was just boring and all. I was like, I like writing. I like fashion. Let me just start writing articles on fashion items and all this kind of thing. And then I started. And then they started paying me now. It's really like you can make money from social media, like Opera Mini now. So you just like write stuff. Yes, the more likes you get and views you get, they pay it to your OP account, this kind of nonsense. Yeah, so like social media.
It's not nonsense, we're talking about this kind of nonsense.
It's going really good. That is time.
It's time consuming, but it's not nonsense. So. I don't want to get money from it. It's not nonsense at all. And it's legal, it's innovative,
exactly.
It's creative, it's
social
not nonsense, media, please.
Like, different fees.
Social media is a wide, it has a wide range of making money, making moves. You can also see somebody that change your life forever. Just post one reasonable thing. Just one reasonable thing.
Like, it's nothing from my experience.
I'm not going to say that one. But just post one reasonable thing like this. Bam! It has click. Like that. You have. Even the people that are trending on social media, they started from somewhere.
Exactly.
All of them started. They not just want to wake up and see that they started craving on.
Even this girl, Queen Dera, that model, fair model, really tall, belt model. She started from mini me chin chin. You see her advert. That time she was too small. So
you
now
see,
everybody just like
started from
small.
But now,
small beginning.
But now you guys all see people that have already made it and just want to make it like that. It's not possible. Which juju you want to use? Which charm you want to use? At all. You just have to calm down. It will start. You will start from somewhere. From the little. That's the thing. Always make the start. Start from somewhere. If you know you like writing, start writing small books. Small open on Wattpad. Gone. Start writing on Wattpad. Wattpad. They've given it free. I think.
Yes,
it's free
pay.
Now.
No, they pay now.
No, to start writing. It's free to start writing.
Okay.
Yes, before but when your books get like likes, premium, they'll start paying you. Because people start buying your books to pay from there. Just small like that. Every app. Even big businesses, they started small. They started from
Let me tell you one funny stuff. About, do you know that Jenny's Glow? Her mother was selling pepper in Ring Road. That's where she started from. She started selling to all these market women, her black soap. See where she is now, born everywhere. Jenny's Glow.
Is it telling you?
No, but really, I don't know if everybody's craving like.
I know what I'm saying. You start like, from small, you grow and continue growing like that. See, you have one. People not be looking up to you. Then you tell those people they should start from small. that you started from small. Then you grow and grow. Then those people too tell another set of people again start from small. Then Nigeria will become a better place. Because right now Nigeria is a
corrupt country.
Oy! Let's not go there.
Okay, yeah.
Let's just keep it like this.
Another day.
Nigeria. The Mao. So. I wanted to end this podcast before she has something to say. Now, ending it. I know it's been a bit long. I'm so sorry. But it has been an interesting episode.
Exactly.
So, you enjoy it. And please, help me to repost my links on your statuses, on your Instagram pages, Insta story, on your... On any social media. Just please. Stephanie, I love you all. I am your loving, admirable host, Stephanie. Bye.
Bye.